You want to be ready? Okay. All right. Welcome home, everyone. We are continuing in the Sefer Ahas Hesed, Perek Hamishi. The last part of chapter four, I really did the out of order. So, at the end of chapter four, we really did this 2 shiur ago. So, we're going to skip now to chapter five. Okay? Chapter 5, B'perek zeh yevoar inyan hakadima, priority. Who gets priority over who in terms of getting the loan? It says the Chafetz Chaim here, da'ayinu k'she'ein b'kocho l'halvos l'chulam. He doesn't have the ability to lend to everybody. He's got to have to pay a limited amount of money. He has to make a choice. Who's he going to lend to? We did a little bit of it last chapter. Now it's going to get more into the details. Sif Aleph, Im bo Yisroel v'goy le'alvos mi'etzlo. You have a Jew and a non-Jew who are coming simultaneously. U'shneim b'shaveh, both of them are equal. Al mashkenos, they both have equal collateral. O bitchonot, or they have guarantees. Tovot, they're both equal in their trustworthiness that they're going to get the money back. You're going to get the money back. The law is you have to give to the Israel, the Elavi Israel. Why? It's a pasuk in Kesef Talve es Ami. My nation. The Amru Chachamim is Zichron of Bracha, the Ami Kodem. That's the Gemara of Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph, says that your nation comes first. Yes.
Why would you need to give to the
Why would you need to? Well, that's a good question. And Nathan, why? Nathan asked, why do I have to give the goy anything at all? Why do I have to give him nothing? Why should I? Let's continue, and we're going to answer this question in a few seconds. No, Dr. Shalom, we're going to see in a minute. Okay? Vafilim a goy, even if the goy, here's your chiddush, Nathan, even if the goy wrote sibbeis, afilim a goy rotze litein lo ribis. The goy wants to give you interest on the same money. Vayisrael b'chinam. And the Jew is going to be obviously a free loan. You can't charge him with interest. Gam ken yelav al Yisrael, you also have to give it to the Jew. There's your chiddush that the Gemara asked her. The Gemara doesn't really ask it your way. The Gemara Baba Betzia, if we look down in Shiva Chesed Aleph, Ani Rav Yosef, Im Kesef Talves Ami Es Ha'ani Imach, Ami V'goy, Ami Kodem. It's a forged Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha Pshita, it's obvious, what do you mean? Of course I'm going to give the Jew and not the Goy. What's the Havamina? So there it says, Mishani Lot Tzricha Dafilu Goy B'Ribis Yisrael B'Chinam. Even if the Goy is giving you ribis and the Jew is free, you have to give up the cash and make the loan to the Jew. Okay? Now, next. Ve'ein chiluk. There is no distinction. By the way, just for the record, we haven't seen it yet. We're going to see it soon. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to give a goy a loan and charge him ribis. The Rambam, again, not the rabbi, but the Rambam is going to hold you have a mitzvah aseh min ha'toyre. I'll read it to you. It is in Perek. It's really Dalet. You're jumping ahead. Let's stay here. Okay. We're going to see in a minute there, according to the Rambam, there's a positive commandment to charge him interest. Lend and charge. Okay. So there is a mitzvah sase. So now, be'ein chiluk, bein im halo be'ani o ashir. It doesn't matter whether the borrower is poor or rich. Since this borrower needs it in order to make a parnasa for himself, buy things, whatever he needs to do, he needs credit. But now look in the brackets. Let's assume I have one Jew who wants to borrow the money for free, and he needs it. He needs it for his parnasa, and then I have a goy who comes simultaneously and wants to offer me ribis. I obviously have to go with Yonah. Don't go with the goy, I go with the Jew, right? But what happens, says in this brackets, if Yonah wants to lend it to another goy, Sammy, to make money and get ribis, Do I have to lend it to Yonah because he's Jewish? If he's going to go and you lend it to Sammy, or can I lend it to Chris? The answer is I can lend it to Chris myself. Why do I need to lend it? If you're only going to use it in order to make money, my money, I make money first. I have a Kochman. That's what we're going to see here. That's what he just said. So assuming that Yonah needs the money to do business, not to lend as a money lender to Goyim and make rivers, then I have to give it to Yonah before I give it to the Goy. That's, yes, sorry.
What if that's Yonah's business?
So?
Why is there a difference between supporting someone's business and keeping them
alive? So that's a great kasha. If I'm not a money lender, this is the kasha of Yehuda Arya Balel, okay? His kasha is, I don't even know if he knows what he's asking, but I'm going to tell you what he's asking. He's saying, what happens if Yonah, his business, Yonah's business is not that he has a makolet and needs a loan from me to go buy more merchandise. His parnaseh is that he is a money lender to goyim and charges ribbis. That's his job. He's a bank. I don't know. He's a mortgage lender, one of these guys. Now asks Yehuda Arya versus there, and I can lend it to Sammy, the goy, directly and charge him a few percent, but I don't do this for my living. This is what I do. But Yonah, this is his whole parnasa. Do I get a mitzvah for lending him without interest so that he can go lend it with interest? And do I have to give it to Yonah before I give it to the goy? Think, look at what he says here, the Chafetz Chaim. I think he's answering this. Not that Yonah's lending it to other goyim for ribbis. I have to give it to Yonah first. If Yonah, the Jew, wrote and he wants to lend it to a goy and get ribbis, my life comes first. So what do you mean? My life comes first, Ari Yehuda.
Maybe Yonah's business isn't as a money lender, therefore you...
But I'm still going to get money, but when I lend it to Sammy, and Sammy gives me 10% of my money, why shouldn't I take that? Why should I, Yonah, get that money? Because it's his business, and I'm a rabbi.
He's struggling.
So care, well, who cares if he's struggling? Huh?
He's driving in the car, he's driving in the car. And
after you
lend it to the
car,
you make money rather than him making money.
No, 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 no,
no. I told you.
Chayav Kodmin is a Menias HaRevach. Let's look at A. Okay? That's the Sefer Aguda. The Chayav Kodmin is when I am going to... Rabbi Shenker, what do you want? Say it again.
It's the same way
that
Yehuda Arya's guy is doing the business.
No, there's no Yehuda Arya guy. There's Yonah Schoenfeld, and he's a Jew who wants to borrow his money for free. And then he's going to lend it to, and he's a money lender. Versus, and he's up against Sammy. And I have Sammy who's ready to give me interest, or I have Yonah who wants a free loan. Normally, Yonah gets dibs. He gets priority because in Kesef Tal Ves Ami, he's my nation, Sammy's not. Okay? Even though Sammy wants to pay me. Now we find out that Yonah wants to borrow the money from me for free so he can lend it to Sammy. Sammy! Because that's what he's going to do. If Sammy doesn't get it from me, he's going to go to Yonah. And that's what Yonah's plan is. Now the question is, do I have to give it to Yonah for free so that he can lend it to Sammy? Or can I lend it to Sammy directly? The answer is, the Chafetz Chaim, I forget Yonah. What's the difference? My life comes first. So I can lend it straight to Sammy. Now, what's your kasha? If Yonah wasn't a money lender to Sammy, but what is he? You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I think that this brackets, I'm going to change my pshat now. When he says, Lola alvosa legoyim beribis, right? I think that what he's saying is not that he's a money lender. I think that's false. He just wants, he's a Rebbe. He's a Rebbe who teaches bar mitzvah lessons. But on the side, he lends money to goyim for ribis. Even if he's a money lender or not, that loan that Yonah's going to make to Sammy, is he going to get money in his pocket for that ribbis for my loan? So why shouldn't I get it? He doesn't get priority. He cannot get priority over a goy when he himself is really a goy also? You're a goy. Because what's he doing? He's just going to lend it to Sammy and make the same money as I could make. But I don't think, unless Yonah is about to crash, then you have a different mitzvah. What's the different mitzvah? Ehzaktabo. One second, I'll finish. Ehzaktabo. It's not in Kesef Tal Besami. We are looking through this discussion right now of Yonah versus the Goy, versus Sammy. We're looking at it first through the lens of one mitzvah d'oraisa, in Kesef Tal Ves Ami, and therefore Yonah gets priority. But if Yonah's really just a Goy in disguise, then he's not a Jew, he doesn't get the priority. Now, if Yonah's gonna crumble like Ar Yehuda said, he's going to lose his business. He needs to lend to Sammy, and I don't. I'm rich, and he's about to go bankrupt. Then not mitam kesef in kesef tal ves ami, I have to lend it to him. But mitam from a different pasuk, which is ve'etzaktabo ki yamuch achicha. If he's going to go in bankrupt, I have to take care of him. That's why I have to lend it to
him. There's no chayav
kovid.
There's no
chayav kovid because I'm not going bankrupt. I'm rich. Okay. Got it? I think it's clear now, all the questions. If you didn't get it yet, that means that you're not focusing. Yes, Rabbi Gruber. You got it? Okay. Fine. Whew. Don't forget there's this dangling Rambam in the back that we haven't seen yet, who holds it's a mitzvah's ase to lend it to a boy and charge him ribbis. Just remember that. You cannot ignore him. Right now we're saying about priority. That's all. Priority. Let's continue. Gimel. Be'im ikar panasaso hu al yidei halvas goy beribis. What happens if my ikar parnasa, not Yonah's, my ikar parnasa is lending to goyim with ribis? Chayav kodmin. That's it. I do not have to give to Yonah in front of ahead of Sammy, because this is my whole sustenance. I'm not going to have to feed my family. This is my job, is lending to Sammy and Muhammad and all these people. That's what I do, and I charge them interest. Although I think Arabs cannot pay interest either, if I'm not mistaken, the religious ones. I think the Quran also has something like this about ribis. One taxi driver told me once. It could be that we can't use Sammy. Oh, Sammy, what is Sammy?
He's Armenian.
He's Armenian. For sure we could charge him. Pay it. Good. Excellent. Fine. So if I'm a money lender is my job. That's my Iker Parnassa. It's not from this yeshiva, so it must be from somewhere. Where is it from? From Sammy. I lent to Goyim. Then I do not have this shikul adas to give it to the Jew for free, and he does not beat the goy. Okay, that's what he just said over here. Umiu heicha deba ani betzarich lechem. Now's Yehuda Aryeh's case. Yonah is a poor man who needs bread. It's not that he's alone; he needs bread. Verota lilbos liknos lechem. He wants to. He can't eat. He wants to borrow money from you so that he can buy food, and he doesn't want to take tzedakah. Again, we know that this is the Rambam's highest level of tzedakah, is not to give tzedakah, but to give him a job, give him a loan, let him get on his feet. That's your number one maila in giving tzedakah to Yonah, who can't eat, is not to give him the money, is to give him self-respect, as we said a long time ago, and give him a loan, like a real person. He's not a handout, okay? So in that case, now, Vaday who called him, he's for sure going to beat Sammy. For sure. Why? Ken Kasav Sefer Agudavai, Lekama Perek Vav, Mashaktan B'din Ani Ba'ashim Inyin Zed. Now, in the Netiv HaChesed Vav, he says it's because since, even though I'm lending it as a money lender, my job is a money lender. That's my Iker Parnassa. Right? Because it's my Iker Parnassa, I have no right to dump my chiyu of v'chai achicha imach, v'chzaktabo. You have to help him. You have to v'chazik him. So I don't have to lend him money if I'm a money lender. I don't have to lend him money. But I have to give him a loan, not because it's a loan, but because it's his sustenance. And I must give that to him. Must. So money lenders also have chiyu to lend money. Understand? For free to a Jew, but not because of the pasuk of in kesef talve es ami, but rather bechzaktabo. Good? That's what he just said. Let's go. We're doing great today. Dalit. I can't even tell you. You guys, there's no, you start thinking, someone, what happened yesterday? I needed a loan. And 10 guys jumped out in the, I went into the lunchroom. I needed money to get a haircut. Something. I don't know what I needed money for. And I said, I need money. I have no money. So I went into the lunchroom on Friday morning to borrow money. 10 guys jumped out of their chair to give me a loan. It's a good book. It's working. Something's happening. Tubi gave me the money. That's right. Tubi was the first one with his wallet out and the money in my hand. Yeah, I paid you back today. We have paid you. Let's continue. Dalit. Hadam rinan di Yisrael kodem legoy. This that we said, that a Yisrael beats the goy. Dafkin bo shnei bevasachas. Here we go, a new idea. That's only when Sammy and Yonah show up simultaneously. That's when Yonah beats Sammy. Aval im ba ha-goy levado mitchila. But if Sammy comes first before Yonah into my office, mutl al bos beribis. I'm allowed to lend it to Sammy with ribis. And beprat ledas ha-rambam, here he is. Finally, we're going to get him. Erekei mehilchus malve. Belove halacha aleph duhu mikayim bezem mitzvahs aseh midar isa. We have a mitzvahs aseh. Let's read that downstairs in the makora chesed beis. Hazel lashon Rambam. Hagoy vehager toshav lovin mehem umalden otam beribis. A goy and a ger toshav, someone who's not a full Jew yet. Shenem or lo tashik lachicha lachicha asur la. To your brother, you can't charge ribis. Ah, lushar olam mutter. That's the simple pshat. It's mutter to lend to a goy, but not that you have a mitzvah daraisa to lend to a goy. Here it is. Umitzvahs aseh lahashik lagoy. It's a mitzvahs aseh to charge the ribis to the goy. Shenemar lenachri tashich. You must. Mipi hashmua lamdu shezu mitzvahs aseh bezel din toira. Rambam. That's the Rambam. So you see, for some reason, it's hard to understand. The Rabban attacks viciously and it says, no, it's just a heter. It's mutter to lend to a goy and charge him ribis. But not that you have a mitzvah, you have a kind of mitzvah when you give it to the goy. So, simple. It looks like the Rambam is the halacha. You have to pick between the Rambam versus the Rabban. And I haven't seen it inside in the Choshen Mishpat, but for the Rambam, it is a mitzvah's aseh. Okay?
So, the mitzvah's aseh is to give the law or to charge the ribis?
The loan plus the ribis clause, correct. To give him a free loan is not a mitzvah aseh. You can't charge him ribis without giving him the loan, Nachman. Got it? Yeah, you definitely cannot give a free loan to a goy. That's for sure, according to the Rambam, usa to do. Or you're mavakim a mitzvah aseh. Yes, for sure.
What is there a spar behind that the Rambam gives why it's mitzvah?
So if you ask me, the Sevara should be, I haven't seen inside the Mefarshei Rambam, but the simple, maybe I did, but the simple understanding is that the distinction between, it also shines a light, as Rabbi Beller would say. It shines a light. When you charge the goy ribis, it's shining a light on how your relationship with a Jew, that you can't charge ribis. That distinction is also two mitzvahs, lending to him free, but then when you have to charge the goy, wow, now we see that this is a brotherhood on some level. Understand?
That's greater than like a Kiddush Hashem.
That's a Kiddush Hashem, sure, it's a Kiddush. Well, they don't have a problem with it.
What about Kiddush Hashem the other way?
What Kiddush Hashem the other way?
If I lend money to a goy without interest, not a Kiddush Hashem, then just a shakim of freedom and chesed without trying to profit.
No, we don't do that. There's no heter to do that. No, that's not a Kiddush Hashem. That's a bittul.
It's also to give a gift to a goy.
It's also to give. I don't want to get into these controversial topics right now on the internet and start talking about, and they're going to say bad things about us. So let's stop with the goyim right now and just move on, okay? Now, so we just said now with this Rambam that Sammy, he comes 1 minute before Yonah. Sammy gets the loan, and I have no problem. I did not mevatel any mitzvah. I have any problem at all. I can give to Sammy glatt. Okay? Now he's going to say a chiddush. Aval. No. Mutal albos of the ribis, the prasad at the Rambam, imlo, unless kishiyodea bevadai shai Yisrael yavo acharka. Unless I know for sure that Yonah is on his way over to get a loan also. If I know that Yonah's coming, then I have the obligation to give it to Yonah first. The mitzvah is chal, even though he didn't ask for the money yet. My obligation to him has already started if I know that he's on the way. He's going to be coming at some point. He has to stop himself from this. This is a chiddush. It's nowhere except for the Chafetz Chaim. He's passing right now. No one discusses this case regarding loans. They discuss this case regarding giving tzedakah to a Talmid Chacham versus an Amah Aretz. You have to give tzedakah if you have an Amah Aretz who's poor and you have a Talmid Chacham that's poor. We're going to learn this inside soon. You must give to the Talmid Chacham first. He gets the din priority, just like Jew to Goy, also Talmid Chacham to Amah Aretz. Now, if the Talmid Chacham, if the Amah Aretz comes to you, right, and asks you for the tzedakah, not the loan, the tzedakah, this is where he's learning down this big Netiva Chesed Ches. He said, if the Amah Aretz comes to you first and asks you for tzedakah, and you know that the Talmid Chacham needs money, he's just not coming because, you know, he's got kavod, he's embarrassed, he doesn't want to ask, he's trying to make it without asking, etc. But if you go over to him and give it to him, he'll take it. He needs it. He just doesn't want to go door to door, right? Then even though the Amah Aretz came to you first, the halakha is clear in Choshen Mishpat that I have to give it to the Talmid Chacham. I cannot give it to the Goy because I know the Talmid Chacham is over there suffering and he needs the money. I cannot give it to the Amah Aretz. That's by tzedakah. So says the Chafetz Chaim now, he says that law is going to be the same law by the Jew, only if I know that the Goy is coming. And if I don't know that the Jew is coming, I don't know that the Jew is on the way after Sammy, Yonah's coming, then I don't have to do it. Why don't I have to do it? Even if the Goy, if the Talmid Chacham, I don't know he's coming, I still have to not give it to the Amah Aretz because I know that the Talmid Chacham needs it. Once I know he needs it, it's over. Even if I know he's coming to get the tzedakah, I have to give it there. Why? Because he's got priority. Over here, it's different, says the Chafetz Chaim. Because by a Talmid Chacham, who you know needs the money, but he's never going to ask you for it, you have an obligation to give it to him because he's humiliated. He's embarrassed. But by a loan, when Yonah hasn't come yet, says the Chafetz Chaim, Mistav recalls Manchalo Balefanenu Levakesh Halva. So long as Yonah hasn't shown up at my door to ask me, there is no mitzvah on my head, no obligation that I have towards Yonah until he shows up at my door. Unlike by tzedakah, where a person, even if he's not at your door, the obligation exists, klape the guy, if you know, because he's embarrassed. That's why he's not at your door. But it doesn't make sense, says the Chafetz Chaim, that Yonah's embarrassed to take a loan. Everybody takes a loan. I just took a loan 5 seconds ago from Rabbi Bloom. Literally. And nobody's embarrassed to take loans. People, it's fine. That's normal. I'm a man still. I have to take tzedakah. That, even if he doesn't show up at my house, I have to be thinking, Rabosai, thinking about the Talmid Chacham that he wants the money. He just can't come. He's embarrassed, and I have to think about him. And therefore, once I just think for 2 seconds about him, the chiyuv is on my head, and I can't give it to the Amah Aretz alone. Yes.
How would we apply terms Amah Aretz and Talmid Chacham?
What's the definitions?
Maybe
when we get to that sif, we'll
maybe
see.
Maybe Yona is considered Talmid Chacham.
I pray. We're going to definitely try when we goes on Shidduchim, we're going to sell him as a Talmid Chacham. Sure. But whether he is yet 100% a Din Talmid Chacham, I'm not sure. But between me and you and everybody else here, that's what we're going to tell the Shachman what a Talmid Chacham he is. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay?
Thank you.